Welcome to Bridges Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. Let's join Joseph Dean Woke for today's episode.
On the episode of Bridges Step Up titled You're On Your Own, I explained the truth that in life, even though you have people around you, people can advise you, support you, and do all of that for you, you should not ever come to the point where you forget the fact that after all said and done, everything boils down to the fact that you are on your own, in that you are responsible for the consequences of your actions and you are responsible for what your life turns out to be, irrespective of those who are advising you or not advising you. I've also explained to you that having known that, you should be completely responsible for your life and not count on people, on events and situations as the source of your sustenance and your livelihood. Today, what I want to focus on talking about today is about God and the fact that you're on your own. You see, in life, we can't walk alone and be on our own. That's why we need people. That's why, like I said before, people indeed matter in our lives. We always need one another at different points in time or the other. Despite all of these, there are times when these people are just not available. There are times when they are available but they are incapacitated. There are times they want to help but they just cannot help. At such point, we are not handicapped. We are not handicapped for a number of reasons, and that the key reason why I say we are not handicapped is that in the absence of people, when people are not available for us, God suffices. Yes, indeed, God suffices. I like one M.I.'s song. The title of the song is Jehovah. It started with Psalm 23. One of the lines in the rap is, let me tell you what I do in crisis. I know when trouble rises that Christ suffices. It's the most striking line for me in that song. Now, that's why I'm bringing again across to you today that even in the midst of trouble, in the midst of non-availability of other people to support you, in the midst of non-availability of other people to correct you, to help you bear the consequences of your actions, to help you bear your pains and all that, understand that God suffices, and if God be for you, that is sufficient. You understand what I'm saying? I said again, if God be for you, then that is sufficient. That why I say God suffices is this. The temptation a lot of times is to think that, oh, now that I don't have people around me, what can I do? What will be my own? God suffices for this reason. When we cannot help ourselves, God can help us. When we cannot help us, God owns the earth and everything in it. He engineers help for us from different places. There's a woman called Hagar, and she had a child called Ishmael. This woman was in the bush and she had no water. There was nobody. Her child was thirsty and was even about to die. But in that bush, in that place, God heard the cry of the child and talked to Hagar and said, look at this water. Let this child drink this water. You see, what I gained from that insight, from that in Bible story is this, that even when we are in the desert, when we are people are not available to console us, when people are not available to advise us, to be our motivator, to be our encouragement, to supply for us, let's not ever forget that God suffices. You may be in a place where you have no parents, no brother, no sister, nobody to support you or anything like that. Please bear in mind that God suffices. He told Elisha, go to Brook Cherith. There is water for you to drink there. Then I will use the bed to ensure that you have the food you will eat. That was the manifestation of the power of God in his life. And that was a proof of the fact that indeed God suffices in our weaknesses. God suffices in our deficiencies. God suffices in our lack. God suffices in our incapacitations. Please pardon that English. Therefore, what we do is this. When it appears as if we cannot help ourselves, or the people we expected to help us are not available, it does not mean we should give up on life or think that, oh, there's no hope for me again, or the end has come for me. That is not true. That is not correct. We should settle down and look up to God and say, God, come to my rescue. Come and help me. Even if it's trouble you have found yourself in, I've read my Bible and somewhere in the Bible it said, call upon me in the days of trouble and I will answer you. You don't call upon God only when everything is fine. He said, God, when you have trouble, I am around. this Bible tells us something like this, that your brother tells you, if anybody beats you in school, when you come home, tell me and I will deal with the person. That was the kind of thing God is telling you. He said, call upon me in the days of trouble. He said, don't call, and he didn't say, call upon me in the days of small troubles, in the troubles you think I may handle. He said, call upon me in the days of trouble, very mighty trouble and very small trouble. Whatever trouble it is you have, he said, call upon me in the days of trouble. I suffice in your trouble. I suffice in your weaknesses. I'm that your big brother that will come to fight anybody that maltreats you in school. Do you understand what I'm saying? Therefore, God suffices in our weaknesses. He suffices in our deficiencies and inefficiencies. And let me tell you another thing. He said, I own the earth and the fullness thereof. What it means is this, that he owns the money and every single thing you need. Therefore, when you have need for money, he said, call upon me. Ask what Jesus Christ, look at what Jesus Christ even said. He said, whatever thing you have need for, do not worry about it. Just ask God the Father in my name. Is it when we talk about asking God the Father, you think it's just about after saying prayer, I say in Jesus' name. Let me tell you what it means in practical terms, in case you don't know. It means that, for instance, that God is a canteen woman. You know the canteen you have in schools and all that. And somebody comes to you, your friend, or your last comes to school and say, ah, Femi, go to that woman. Take 2 egg roll and 1 cook. You understand? He said, I don't have money. He said, tell him is in my name. My name, you know, say, tell him that Ishola has sent you. You know that kind of thing. Now, what he's saying is that go and collect all of those things because they are in the canteen. As soon as you tell the woman that Ishola has sent you, he knows that my father is the Senate President of Federal Republic of Nigeria. You understand what I'm saying? Therefore, I can comfortably pay for that. Jesus Christ went to the cross. He died for our sin. His death was a payment so that whatever thing we want, we can go to God the Father and say, Father, I need money for school fees. Therefore, send it across to me. Why I'm bringing this truth across to you at this point is this. There are times people live our lives. There are times we think people that are supposed to help us cannot help us. There are times that they even refuse to help us out of sheer wickedness. At every of such points, please let's not forget that God suffices. He said, I own the earth and the fullness thereof. What it means is this, all the money that is in Lagos, that's Broad Street in Lagos, all the money in New York, all the money that Bill Gates has, he has all of them. And let me tell you something, if you do business, he owns the money of every person that wants to do business with you. And let me tell you another thing about him. He said, the heart of the king, the heart of the CEO, the heart of the procurement manager, the heart of the commissioner, the heart of the state government is in my hands. I control it wherever I want it to be. When God wants to bless you financially and it appears, you know you have a service to offer, you know you have a value to offer, and it appears as if you don't know people, you don't have connection, or even the connection you have refuse to help you. And God, you look up to God and say, Father, you say you own the earth and the fullness thereof. You say the heart of the king is in your hands and you turn it whichever way you want. He said, therefore, Father, may you bless me financially. May you increase me and give me business opportunities. May you increase my sales. This is what God does. In answer to your prayer, he will go to the heart of the minister, the heart of the commissioner and government, and say, we are going to buy this. I think we should buy from this guy. I don't know how God is going to make all of the connections, but the point is that you find that God has turned the heart of men towards you such that they do you a favor, so that they look up to you favorably, so that they offer to assist you. My point is this. When it appears as if you have tried your best and your best is not good enough, when it appears as if you have done all that you can and you can't get any result, and when it appears that even people that should be of help and assistance to you have failed, or they wanted to help but they are just incapacitated, it is not a problem to think nothing good can come out again of the situation. It's not also a time to give up on life. It's a time to look up to God and say, Father, come and intervene in my situation. It's a time to look up to God because he suffices. He is all sufficient. And when we go to him in prayer, requesting that he come and assist us, he is ever loving Father that will come and assist us. You understand what I'm saying? Please stop looking at your sin as why God will not attend to you. I offend my Father and I say, Father, I'm sorry. He forgives me and does what? Gives me school fees. Walk up to God in your prayer and say, Father, this thing is about to go wrong and I have no man. Come and intervene in my situation. The point I made today is very simple. We need people. We need ourselves as well. However, there are times when both people and our effort will fail us. They cannot help us. At such point, we realize that what we need is God and not people. In such situations, what we do is to call up to God. Do you know why? In our crisis, Christ suffices.
Thanks for tuning in for this episode of Bridget Step Up, brought to you by Bridget Word, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many other free contents when you visit Brojid.com. That is Brojid.com. To get notifications on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Brojid World. You also can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664. May your day be super productive.